Welcome to episode 45 of the English Sessions, the As Sandwich. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions. Are you ready to improve your English? Go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com and click on Schedule a Lesson today. The first lesson, 30 Minutes with Mike, is free. www.englishsessionswithmike.com. Listen for these words today. Bun. A bun is a shaped bread roll. In my country, the United States of America, you often see hamburgers and hot dogs in hamburger buns and hot dog buns, respectively. Patty. A small flat cake of minced or finely chopped food. That is a patty. It is often made with dead animals. Remiss. Remiss is an adjective. It means you are lacking the proper care or attention. He was remiss in his duties. He was not doing his work. Grapes. A grape is a type of fruit. I'll include a picture of grapes on the website. It is very common to make wine out of grapes. Earthling. An earthling is someone who lives on Earth. You see this word in science fiction sometimes. Have you ever eaten an as sandwich? Probably not. It is a figurative sandwich, not a real, literal sandwich. It's a way to help you remember an important construction in English. Let me explain. Close your eyes and imagine a sandwich. Imagine it's your favorite sandwich. If you don't like sandwiches, then try to imagine something that you like that has the same ingredient on the top and on the bottom, like a sandwich. Perhaps you like quesadillas. Quesadillas have a tortilla on the bottom and a tortilla on the top. I'm going to imagine a veggie burger on a bun because I'm a vegetarian. Now, imagine replacing the bun with a word, as. That's right, put as on the bottom and as on the top. Well, now I have a veggie patty between two English words. Something doesn't seem right here. I need to replace my veggie patty with some English words as well. Let's try an adjective. Remember, adjectives describe things. Tall, short, heavy, light. I will make an as sandwich with an adjective. As tall as. Ooh, I like it. As tall as. Let's try an adverb. Remember, adverbs modify verbs, or adjectives, or other adverbs. Many end in the letters ly. Quickly, wrongly, justly. I will make an as sandwich with an adverb. As quickly as. I like these sandwiches. They are used for equal comparisons. We are comparing one thing with another, and they are equal. John is as tall as Frank. John is as tall as Frank. That's right. you have an as sandwich here. John is the same height as Frank. Phil is as hungry as Paul. Phil and Paul are equally hungry. Phil is as hungry as Paul. Of course, you can make a negative construction. Phil is not as hungry as Paul. Phil is not as hungry as Paul. Now they are not equally hungry. Okay, so Paul is hungrier than Phil. In your native language, you may have a different construction for making equal comparisons. That is not a sandwich of words. Maybe like having a piece of bread on top, but a tortilla on the bottom. Like in Spanish, tan alto como. Mary completes her work as quickly as Jane. Both Jane and Mary work at the same speed. She works as quickly as Jane. John is as tall as Frank. Both John and Frank are the same height. John is not taller than Frank. Frank is not taller than John. They are the same height. John is as tall as Frank. Do you have a sister? Is your sister as tall as you? Do you have a child? Can your kid run as fast as you can? Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the as sandwiches with many and much. For more information on the differences between and uses of the words much and many, listen to episodes 13 and 17 of the English sessions. Much and many make great as sandwiches as well. I can eat as much as my brother. Sure, my brother can eat a lot. But I can eat just as much as he can. We can eat the same amount of food. We both like grapes. He can eat as many grapes as I can. Do you remember John and Frank, the two guys who are the same height? Well, let me tell you a little story about these two. Every Thursday evening, John and Frank get together to watch their favorite TV show, Tough as Nails. This TV show is named after a common expression, as tough as nails. That guy is as tough as nails. Sometimes, in informal English, you will remove the first as and just say, that guy is tough as nails. It's an expression meaning you are really, really tough or strong. Nails are tough. Nails are strong. They hold things together. They are always being hit by hammers. Ow! Some people are as tough as nails. On the show Tough as Nails, people compete to see if they can work harder than their competition. I don't see the appeal, but John and Frank love the show. In fact, John has seen as many episodes of the show as Frank has, because they watch every episode together, every Thursday night. One Thursday night, sitting around the television watching Tough as Nails, John and Frank hear a very loud noise. The noise sounded as loud as an explosion. Maybe it was an explosion. John and Frank run as quickly as they can to the window to see what is happening outside. They look out the window and see a big hole in the street. The hole is as big as a car. Sirens are blaring. People are screaming. What is going on outside? John and Frank run down the street. By the time they get to the street, It is packed with people. There is a large crowd. It seems as crowded as a popular sporting event. They can't believe it. Something must have fallen from the sky. But what? All of a sudden, they hear a strange noise. It is a noise they have never heard before. Then they see an alien spaceship come out of the hole in the street. Nobody can believe their eyes. It is a genuine, authentic, real alien spaceship. As real as the nose on your face. And they want to talk to John and Frank. They want to talk to John and Frank? Nobody can believe it. But the aliens are also fans of Tough as Nails, the TV show. The aliens explain what happened. The two aliens are named Gloop and Glorp. They are really lazy aliens. But they love to watch other beings working hard. So, sitting on a couch, eating potato chips, watching Tough as Nails, that sounded like a wonderful evening for Gloop and Glorp. They wanted to watch the TV show with real, authentic, genuine Earthlings. So, they flew their spaceship as quickly as they could get it to fly towards Earth. But they didn't slow down once they reached Earth's atmosphere. Remember, they are really lazy. In fact, Glorp was so lazy that he gave all the responsibility of piloting the spaceship to Gloop. So Gloop was piloting the spaceship, but Gloop is just as lazy as Glorp and just assumed that someone else would slow down the spaceship. Luckily, Gloop and Glorp's spaceship has airbags. Wait, in outer space, are airbags called space bags? Anyway, Gloop and Glorp safely park their spaceship on the roof of John and Frank's apartment building and enjoy the rest of the episode of Tough as Nails with their new Earthling friends. The end. I know what you're thinking. Mike, there is no way that this story is true. It seems impossible because, I mean, how do the aliens Gloop and Glorp know how to speak English? Well, I think you know the answer to that question. They know how to speak English because they've been listening to episodes of the English Sessions. That's right. You can find the English Sessions on many major podcast players, even the ones that aliens from outer space use. Hey, aliens like podcasts just as much as Earthlings do. If you like the English Sessions, then you should become a Patreon supporter. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to learn more. Any questions? Write into the podcast. efteachermike@gmail.com. Go to our website for much more content, www.englishsessionswithmike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English Sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes. Just go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions and sign up today. Rate and review, please, the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast player you use, including Spotify. It really helps us a lot. Go to the website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there. Make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word with Mike Butler on the new podcast that are not on the English sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Ahora estás escuchando 10 minutos de Spanish Tips con Andrea Alger de Spanish Land School. En este podcast vas a aprender algo nuevo de manera práctica e interesante en tan solo 10 minutos para que mejores tu gramática y tu comprensión y así puedas pensar y hablar como nativo. ¡Vamos, aprendamos juntos! Ok, esto es todo por hoy. Gracias por escucharnos. Por favor, dinos qué tema quieres y haremos un episodio para ti. ¿Quieres más? Visítanos en SpanishLandSchool.com. ¡Un abrazo de oso!
You remember that sound? Yeah, you do. The 1990s. It was fun! Lots of fun music, good times. Bookended by pop bands. And right in the middle, we got a little grungy. So many artists came and went and left us wondering, what are they doing now? We know what Marky Mark ended up doing, but what about the rest of the funky bunch? Alanis Morissette had a pop career before she made it big with Jagged Little Pill. The KLF, an EDM band from England, got Tammy Wynette to sing on one of their tunes. All kinds of crazy stuff happened, and we're going to talk to you about it with interviews with some of the biggest stars of the 90s on Dope Nostalgia, the podcast. I'm Naomi Carmack, and I'm your host. Check us out on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts. And look us up on the internet at dopenostalgia.com.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry though, for those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.